Tonight's scripture reading will be from Galatians 2, 11 through 14. Galatians 2, 11 through 14. Now when Peter had come to Antioch, I withstood him to his face because he was to be blamed. For before certain men came from James, he would eat with the Gentiles, but when they came, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing those who were of the circumcision. And the rest of the Jews also played and the hypocrite with him, so that even Barnabas was carried away with the hypocrisy. But when I saw that they were not straightforward about the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter before them all, "If you will be being a Jew, live in the manner of the Gentiles and not as the Jews. Why do you compel Gentiles to leave us as Jews?"
The gospel is the best news ever, and it's not even close. What's next? The gospel is the best news ever, and because we believe that the gospel is good news about Jesus, when we read a passage like Romans 10 and verse 16, Romans 10, 16, where it says, "For not all have obeyed the gospel," that hurts our hearts. Because we sincerely believe that people everywhere need to hear the best news ever about what God has done in Jesus. What we're going to do tonight, you know, there's sometimes that preachers just go ahead, we don't put up the white flag necessarily, but I could preach the lesson, "Lord, I'm tired tonight," and I think everybody could pretty much say amen. But what I'm going to do tonight in an abbreviated fashion is fill your bucket. So if you'll promise to be with me for 20 minutes, I promise to talk about the heart of the gospel in six sentences and one verse. Six sentences and one verse. Will you work with me on that? Thank you so much. Write the word gospel, G-O-S-P-E-L. Because we'll be using an acrostic, an acronym. In other words, the six sentences are going to come from the first letters, going through the sixth letter of gospel. G, God created us and wants us to know and love Him. What is the gospel? It is the fact that there is a God in heaven who wants us to know and to love Him. After all, it's the great commandment to know God. John 17, 3, Matthew 22, 34 through 40. That's the G in gospel. O, our sins separate us from God. Our sins separate us from God. Isaiah 59, 1 and 2 says that. Ezekiel 18 and verse 4 says, "The soul that sins, it shall die." Sin is serious. It is a transgression to go beyond, to fall short of God's will. 1 John 3 and verse 4. S in gospel. Sin cannot be removed merely by our deeds. Sin cannot be removed merely by our deeds. There is none righteous, no, not one. Romans 3 and verse 10. And I'm giving you these six sentences because they are an excellent way to sit down in a simplified way and talk with someone who is not a Christian about the best news ever. Okay? So, we've gotten through S, right? P in gospel. Paying for our sins, Jesus came, died, and arose. Paying for our sins, Jesus came, died, and arose. Especially some of the younger people may be able to remember all six of these sentences. I may ask a few of you after the lesson tonight, and a few of those that are not quite as young. Paying for our sins, Jesus came, died, and rose again. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 through 4. E. Everyone can properly respond to the gospel through faith, humility, love, and obedience. Everyone can faithfully respond to the gospel, properly respond to the gospel in love, in humility, in faith, in obedience. That's the E. Everyone can do that. You live to be very old, you can respond to the gospel and what God's done. The best news ever. That brings us to L. Life with Jesus can begin now and last forever. Life with Jesus can begin now and last forever. He's the way, the truth, and the life, John 14, 6. He came to give life and give it more abundantly, John 10, verse 10. You put those six sentences together, they really give one the idea of the heart of the gospel. All right? Now, one verse. Open your Bibles to 1 Timothy 3:16. For a long time, I have been looking and thinking about a number of ways to try to talk to people about the gospel. And one of the ways that I think is good, I've just shared with you. I've been here for 25 years, and I've never shared that sermon with you. Just now, with the six sentences. But guess what? It's something you can use to teach lost souls. But I love to talk about the gospel in a verse, because what this does is it helps a person focus on one passage and see God's best news ever. And 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16 is one of those. For those that are in the adult Bible classes, our brother Adam recently did a fine job on 1 Timothy 3:16. But I want to look at it just a little bit more with you, because it is such an amazing passage. Some of you will have God who is manifest in the flesh, or others, he who was manifested in the flesh. And there's the word here I want you to remember. Because he was manifested in the flesh, we're talking about a big term, incarnation. But what it really means is Jesus, God, put on humanity. Incarnation means Jesus, God, put on humanity. He didn't cease to be God, but he put on humanity. And you can kind of think of it as somebody traveling in a disguise, it would almost seem like. But it was true. He put on humanity and walked among us. The next expression is vindicated or justified in spirit. Most Bible students believe, rightly, I think, that this refers to the resurrection of Jesus. The resurrection of Jesus. He became man. He lived and died, but that's not the end of the story. He arose. Then it says third. See this? Sixth. Without controversy, great is this mystery of godliness. And he's discussing Jesus and the best news ever. God came down, lived as a human being, died on the cross for our sins, but arose. God raised him from the dead. He was seen by angels. See that third? Attestation. You're given attestation, witness, evidence. Since we talked so much about that in the last few days, I hesitate to use the word again. But it's there because he was seen and attested to by angels. Remember when he ascended back to glory? The angels say in Acts 1 verses 5 through 11 to the apostles, what are you looking at? Don't you know that this Jesus who you see leaving this way is going to return in like manner? Attestation. You keep looking at the text in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. It says, proclaimed in the nations, proclamation. Proclamation. Believed among the nations, salvation. Received up to glory, exaltation. Six lines. Bam, 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 bam. You talk about a six shooter. What a point he's making about the greatness of the gospel, God's amazing news of our salvation. Now, that's how Adam dealt with it. And I think it's a marvelous way to treat 1 Timothy 3 and verse 16. But it's always good to realize that any time you deal with God's Word, you're really just taking a teaspoon to the incredible Word of God. And you're not going to be able to drain it dry or exhaust the passage. Now, that's a really great way of looking at 1 Timothy 3:16. I encourage you to think about that even more. But now what I want to do is get you to think a little bit different. Because we looked at each line. Now, let's focus on the ending of each line. Flesh. God manifested, or He who was manifested in the flesh. See it? Second line, Spirit. Flesh and Spirit. It can be the Holy Spirit. Adam dealt with that in class. That's one possibility. It could be the human spirit. Flesh and Spirit, the human spirit. Another matter, but it's interesting to see the pairing. Angels, do you see that? In line number 3. What's line number 4 end with? Nations. Line number 5, world. Line number 6, glory. It ends with the world here. And it ends with eternity, glory. Well, let's don't stop there. That's just looking at those verses and seeing them in pairs. Let's look at them and see them in threes. Same passage, taking the spoon, trying to draw more and to learn more. And it's amazing how what Adam had taught so well about this dealing with Jesus and doing it in a sequential way, line by line, it makes a lot of sense. But you know what? So does the pairings, doesn't it? Now let's look at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Flesh, Spirit, angels. Flesh, Spirit, angels. These are terms that really summarize the earthly ministry of Jesus. Flesh, Spirit, angels. the next three. Nations, world, glory. All have to do with what is to be done until He comes. The nations, the world, His glory. This morning we talked about glorifying God in everything that we do and how that should impact others and influence others. It is absolutely necessary if we're going to truly glorify God that we make sure that the best news ever gets out to as many people as we possibly can reach. It simply has to. Otherwise, it undermines our credibility and it lessens the greatness of what God has done in Jesus. You've listened well. You have heard the gospel proclaimed briefly, but I trust you've heard it proclaimed accurately and helpfully. Let us stand and sing.